Chapter 3 The niggle from Julius Frontinus had refused to go away. Next, I was summoned to a light afternoon chat with the Emperor. I knew that meant some heavy request. Vespasian, who had domestic problems of his own, now lurked frequently in the gardens of Sallust. This helped him to avoid petitioners at the palace, and to dodge his sons too. Domitian was often at odds with his father and brother, probably thinking that they ganged up against him. The Flavians were a close family, but Domitian Caesar was a squit, so who could blame them? The elder and favourite son, Titus, acted as his father's political colleague. Once a wonder boy, he had now imported Berenice, the queen of Judea, with whom he was openly conducting a passionate love affair. She was beautiful, brave, and brazen, and thus hugely unpopular. It must have caused a few spats over breakfast. Anyway, Berenice was a shameless piece of goods who had already tried making eyes at Vespasian during the Jewish War. Now that his mistress of many years, Antonia Sinus, had recently died, he may have felt vulnerable. Even if he could resist Berenice, seeing his virile son indulging her may have been unwelcome. At the palace, Titus also had a young daughter who, by all accounts, was growing up a handful. Lack of discipline, my mother said. Having brought up Victorina, Alia, Galla, Junior, and Maya, every one a trainee fury, she should know. Vespasian notoriously distrusted informers, but with that kind of private life, interviewing me may have seemed a peaceful change. I would have welcomed it too. Intelligent chat with a self-made, forthright individualist. Had I not been afraid, he would offer me a bum task. The gardens of Sallust lie in the northern reaches of the city, a long, hot hike away from my area. They occupy a generous site on both sides of the valley between the Pincian and Quirinal hills. I believe Vespasian had owned a private house out there before he became emperor. The Via Salaria, still his route home to his summer estates in the Sabine hills, runs out that way too. Whoever Sallust was, his pleasure park had been imperial property for several generations. Mad Caligula.